All right, and we are recording. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
So we are recording our first episode of The Gals Show.
Gals. Okay,
G-A-L. So my name's Golnaz Alabegi. I'm on the Channel 9 team.
My name is Sumawa Titala. I'm a program manager.
Wow, GX. That last name, that was pronounced really well.
I'm trying to pronounce it in a comprehensive way.
Say it again.
Atiyatullah.
Ooh.
I like that.
And then we have...
I'm Caitlin McKinnon, and I do a post-production for Channel 9.
She does more than that. She runs Channel 9. Oh. We all work for her. So we pretty much stole the Patch and Switch studio space in Building 25. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. We're trying to make it prettier, but, you know, It's our first episode. It's fine.
It's for Halloween. It's fine.
So what is the point of this show? Does anyone want to answer that?
I think it's increase the number of ladies in the gal. Right.
So gal in Microsoft, gal means global address list. So that's the play on words we have. And a gal is a lady, a young girl, which we're trying to take back. We're trying to take back the word gal and make it positive.
Yeah.
Put a spin on that. So yes, so we're women in tech, and we want to talk about being a woman in tech. And there is a lot of women in tech, and maybe we'll have guests on the show and interview them.
Yeah, this is the first episode, so there is no guest. It's just us introducing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And next time, we're going to have a next guest. Each time, we'll have a guest.
A female guest,
and it's going to be a lady, and a lady in tech, of course, and we're going to ask her some questions, and we'll see how her life is going on, either at Microsoft or even outside Microsoft.
Yeah. So let's just treat ourselves like we're the guests for this episode.
That sounds good.
So I will ask you and you, and then one of you will ask me a couple questions.
Okay.
So let's start with Samo. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your education, how you got into tech, and what brought you to Microsoft.
Okay. So I have a diploma of computer engineering from my country, which is Tunisia. It's a small country in the north of Africa, but it's a beautiful country. So I have a computer engineering diploma there, degree, and then I worked as a software engineer for 4 years in Tunisia, then in France, then in San Francisco in Logitech, and then came at Microsoft as a software engineer too in Windows Phone. And then I switched to program management. Program manager, actually, I'm calling it like a communication engineer because it's still an engineer. You still use your technical skills a lot, but then you use a lot of your communication skills. So I was a software engineer, now I'm program manager. I like it. I love it. Work at Microsoft is really cool. You meet a lot of smart people every single day. You are always learning new technical things and also personal things from meeting all these smart people. So
when you're a software engineer, then you went to PM, is that usually what people do?
No, not at all. I don't know what usually people do. I see that in America, people, what they do is they tend to go where they like to go. If they like something, they will just do it. And this is exactly what I did. I thought my program management is a nice transformation for me, so I just did it. But
so you're saying in America we follow our dreams, the American dream. Well, how was it in Tunisia or in France? How was it? You just did what you were told, or like?
No, people, they tend to follow what they study.
Okay.
So I see a lot of people, they do even like, I don't know, psychology or something, and then they work in tech.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really follow what they study. They just follow their dreams, like you said. There is a lot of people following their dreams in other countries, but they don't want to waste the degree that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to work in the expertise that they have, which is also logical, and happens all the time.
It's interesting you say they don't want to waste their degrees, although I feel like other countries would be way cheaper than it is in America to get a degree.
Yeah, that's free for me.
Yeah,
actually.
We spent a lot of money to get our degrees. Luckily, I was, you know, I had financial aid. I had my parents, so I didn't have to take out too much loans. But I did take out loans, and it's instead of getting like a practical degree, like engineering, I went and did film. It worked out for me, but it's still like why would you waste all that money and go do something that you want to do? You should do something that's going to get you a job, you know?
No,
that's funny. You say other countries, they are more like...
But this is what we do in other countries. We go and try to find something that gets you a job.
Mm-hmm.
But here, people...
Follow their dreams.
Although
it's way more expensive to do that.
Yeah, for us, it's free anyway. Uh-huh. So by waste, I mean waste of time. Waste mm-hmm. of years, like 5 years of college or something. Mm-hmm. So it's waste of
time. I mean, I know plenty of people who have my degree that are, they wasted their time. They're not doing anything related to that, and they're struggling, and they still live at home. So no offense to my peeps, but all right,
it is. Yeah. It's competitive out there for sure.
It is competitive everywhere.
So how does Microsoft compare to the other companies?
Logitech. Actually, I can't really compare because both of them are big companies, so they have a lot of similarities. Like I don't know, I like all the all hands and events and fun stuff. And I think big companies, they tend to have that.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to spoil their employees.
Yeah, they do.
I like to be spoiled. Mm-hmm. I like
High
that.
Five. That's no shame.
Yeah, so I think I can't compare to startups or something. Mm-hmm. I did not work there. And
would you ever want to work in a startup?
Maybe sometimes. Yeah. I don't know.
I always think that too, but I'm just, yeah, you're right. We're so spoiled.
So spoiled. That
so convenient, and they make it easy.
Yeah, work-life balance, especially with a kid. Mm-hmm.
The resources here are amazing,
I
too.
Know.
If we need a new camera, we go out and we buy a new camera.
Yeah.
So it's
Hey, coffee every day.
That's true.
That's the basic.
Yeah. That's I mean, it's nice working for a big company because there's money to
there
be
is.
Used
yeah,
to do what you want to do. And if you have an idea, they let you run with it.
Yep, exactly. They encourage creative thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really great. So I can't compare to startups. I would think that it's also awesome and energetic and you do a lot of things, but I can't talk about it, so
nice.
I can't compare.
So you're staying here for a while, though.
Yep.
You just joined Channel 9 like a couple months ago.
Yeah, I think 6 or 7 months now.
So we're going to keep
you. Now
I'm
a program manager on Channel 9 and Imagine Cup, the websites and the apps, everything technical.
So tell me, like, when you come into work, what's your schedule? What do you do?
Okay, so I use a lot Wunderlist. I don't know if you know the app Wunderlist. Mm-hmm. It's notes app, but very small, like Twitter for taking notes. So I have my to-do list every day because I have so many things to do. I have to schedule my day. I have to do, I put in my to-do list, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And once it's done, I just hit the button, and I like that sound of, it's done.
Nice. It's like checking it off, but it flies away.
Yeah, so with the sound, so I like it. I respond to all emails. I try to solve problems.
How many emails do you think you answer in a day?
I don't count because I have it on my
phone. I think
it's
100. I think it's 150 maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of emails at Microsoft.
It's on my phone, in the bus, before sleeping, in the shower, all the time. I'm answering emails.
In the shower.
In the bath, I mean.
Cortana, answer this email for me.
Yeah, please.
Nice. So you have a lot of meetings too?
No, actually, I try to avoid having a lot of meetings. I try to have efficient meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So if I schedule a meeting, it has to be like, if I can't solve the problem in any other way, I will do it in a meeting. If I'm invited in a meeting, I will just open the door and say, what is this meeting about? Do you really need me?
Nice. I've never heard anyone do that.
That's
pretty
smart.
That is smart.
Because I need my time.
Yeah.
I have especially now that I own also ImagineCup.com, I have to focus on a lot of things at the same time, so I have to schedule my time, plan my time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and usually, and I say, what is this meeting? And then I end up in the meeting. It's fine.
What's your, so when you go to meetings, the very few you do go to, or you interact in emails, what's the percentage of women that you interact with over men? Is it even, or
so
is there way more men?
We have a senior software engineer. Hi, Kara. I'm going to send her the link.
Yeah.
So she's a woman.
She's awesome.
She's
been on
nice.
Channel 9 forever, yeah.
I'm trying to grab her to the show.
Oh,
we'll see,
I know.
We'll see.
She doesn't like being on camera, but she is awesome.
Yep.
She's got a lot of experience.
We'll try. So this is for Channel 9. And for Imagine Cup, no, I have no women.
Really?
Either in business side or I work with Pablo. You know Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dev side, there is no women. There's another PM and there's devs and there's no women.
Well, there is women who own it, though. The manager of Pablo is Jennifer Ritzinger.
Business,
and above her is Victoria. So there are women
managers.
I don't
work with them. I work with Pablo
but
and
John. But in the tech side of it, not the business side
even,
of it.
Even Pablo and John are the business that I work with. Mm-hmm. They are in the business that I work with, but
they're not technical.
They are not technical. Yeah.
No offense, guys. I love you both.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, everyone has a specialty, like either technical.
But you interact
business.
With women at work, and it's not all men. And
No, we have NDX. Actually, we are lucky. We have a lot of nice women. Mm-hmm. Hi, Esther. I'm going to send her the link.
Oh, yeah. Esther's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
So what does she do?
She's a business program manager for MVPs, MVP program.
Yeah.
She's very nice. So, NDX, we are lucky. We have a lot of women. When I was on the kernel team, we had, in a big org, we had 3 women.
Out of, hundreds?
Out of, kind of hundreds.
I mean, kernel, that's
if I combine
that's like Windows
PMs and devs. Yes, it's kernel and Windows. Yeah, there were 3 PMs, and that's it.
Why do you think that there were so few women?
I don't know. Honestly,
is it just because it's not that exciting? Like the kernel team is.
They are excited about being.
Oh,
kernel.
I mean, you're building Windows. Like that's the platform. The kernels
the core,
is huge. Yeah.
They
but
were
it's
excited
not like
about
you know.
It.
The newest, latest pieces of technology.
I don't know.
Were the people older? Like, was it above a certain age?
No. The PMs were not old. The devs also were not old.
Not old. Older.
Older. I don't know. It's a style. Windows Phone, we had a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Cortana team had a lot of women. I don't know. We will ask our guests for a future.
We will have a kernel woman.
Yeah,
come to the team.
I can bring candy. I'm saying a lot of highs in this show.
A lot of name dropping.
Dropping. There is a lot. There is less women. I think it's 30% in the company.
Oh really? I didn't know.
I think so. There is a chart somewhere. We can add it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll pull it up somewhere.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah.
All right. Let's see how long we're in. Oh, 11 minutes so far. Wow, we're chatting away. All right, let's move on to Caitlin.
Okay.
Oh, geez. She's like getting nervous.
I'm usually behind the scenes, so.
Yes, Caitlin hides behind her computer.
I do. I hide behind a screen at
so
all times.
So tell us how you got at Microsoft and into the world of tech.
I did a lot of switchbacking. Actually, in 2007, I was in middle school, and I had, they have this DigiGirls program.
Oh, yeah. I know that too.
I did DigiGirls in 2007, and it was a lot of fun. It was like a full week. We got a test a bunch of products, and that was really kind of my intro to Microsoft. And of course, in that program, they really wow all the participants with like all the access and all the cool technologies that they have. So that was the first time. And then I did a high school internship when I was a senior in high school here in the UX department, which was a lot of fun.
That's nice.
Oh wow!
Yeah, worked with a lot of designers, and I was on the communication the community team, so it was about engaging the customer, kind of similar to what Channel 9 does. Yeah.
Nice.
So and then I landed at Channel 9 like midway through my undergrad degree. So that was kind of switching back and forth.
So did you ever work outside of Microsoft? Have a job elsewhere?
Yes, I did. I did promotions for my university when I was there, and then I also worked for a local news station, like as an intern. And actually, the producer at the local news station referred me to Channel 9 team because they were looking for an editor. So it worked out.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how does Microsoft relate to those other companies?
Honestly, from a long scheme of things, they aren't really related. It was just I kept on popping back into Microsoft. It was really kind of time.
Oh yeah,
and place.
But could you work at that local news station, or no? Like you wanted a big tech company to work for.
I definitely like kind of the cutting edge access that Microsoft definitely has.
I feel like a local news station does not have budget, and they would be like not as in a good position as Microsoft is.
No, for sure. It's definitely the work was fun and the people were great, but it's definitely here.
I hear it's crazy high stress too.
It
ends up on TV, and if you mess up, everyone sees it. And
it's true.
At least
it's
here. We can edit our work, and it's not like we have live stuff, which gets scary, but that's what's fun.
Yeah. It is true.
But yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. So, what was the other questions?
Like side projects, if she does anything outside.
Oh, ask her. Why are you asking her?
Yeah, what are your hobbies? Anything you do other than outside the work?
Oh, outside work, gosh. I just finished my grad degree, so now I have a lot of spare time, which is really nice. Just working on I like anything with formatting or anything, kind of doing custom pieces. Right now, we're working on some bumpers and stuff for Channel 9, which is fun to have that creative piece, because sometimes the content, it's very technical, and it's really, it's very it can get a little bit dry sometimes. Mm-hmm. in terms of post. And
I mean, it's literally code, yeah. screen cap of code that she's editing a lot of the time. So yes, I can totally understand.
So it's fun to have some of the creative stuff and definitely with being able to have fun edits and add humor into it and do that sort of stuff.
She gets the fun stuff too, though. I don't get any
it's
of the fun
projects. Yeah, I know. It's so true.
I don't. I would give it all to her to keep her entertained. We don't want her to leave us. That's fun.
It is fun. Nice windows, and also like we do a lot of travel and stuff with Channel 9 too, so we're able to
we take her around the world. We are spoiled.
I like that.
Do you have any plans to leave, go to a startup or another company or something more related to creative? I mean, you could do that here, but I don't know.
I really, when I started at Channel 9, it was all technical content. I did strictly technical, and it got a bit dry, but as we kind of expanded and did some different shows and stuff, we've been able to get more creative.
So that's, we're keeping you.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun to have the creative piece to it.
Yeah, I agree with you because I do the same thing. Like between all the communication styles and meetings and code and everything, I do prototypes. Like if I don't like a page on a website, Imagine Cup or something, I'll just go and prototype it. And I love that. Mm-hmm. All that creative things and some stuff in Photoshop. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
No, that's fun. It's fun to see like a visually, like something you made it, and that is my work.
Yep.
That's why I like video, because I made it, and this is my final product. Now look at it. It's instead true. Of like, I have friends who, I won't say what they do, but they work and they just sit in meetings and they just write emails and work on Excel. And I'm like, what's your final product? And they don't have anything to show for it. And I'm like, wow.
It is. You want it to be hands on.
Yeah, you want something like, look what I made. Look at my app. Look at my website. Look at my video.
To show what they are good at. If you can see it, it's very
well. Like my friend works and makes planes, and I'm like, that's like the biggest final
that's
product
cool.
you can ever. Like I made that
that's
plane.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so I like that. I like people who make things. Yeah. That's fun.
It is. It's fun to see. Like, and also kind of looking back at all the videos that we've done and everything. It's really cool to look back.
I think we made
like
a million videos. I think I could put on my resume a million.
Yeah,
at least in hundreds of thousands. I feel like
we crank them out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's okay, let's move to you then.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
What was your studies and how did you join Microsoft?
So, like I said earlier, I studied film in college and I picked that for a reason. I wanted a degree that was easier. I wanted it to be easier because I wanted more free time to do internships. I wanted to work for free while I was in college because I felt like that was the only time I could, you know, because once you graduate, you got bills and I got to worry about that. And I wanted time to study abroad. So I wanted a degree, but I didn't want it to be like bio or something hard that I have to study a lot. I wanted time where I could move and intern and travel. So I got to do that. I studied abroad in Barcelona.
Oh,
and that
cool.
was just to have fun. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I just wanted to go and have fun and see the world. So, but that was good because when I came back, I was ready to work. So I came back my junior year and I was like, that's it. I had my fun. Let's go focus. And then that's when I picked up like 6 internships and I just was working at a company that made commercials for real estate. Like, so you, like, we filmed buildings and people walking in buildings and we're trying to sell this
very
building.
Nice pictures of
living rooms. Like people working. So I worked at that company. I learned a lot from that creative director there. He taught me how to use like Photoshop and Premiere. And that's when I got really good at editing. I was always interested in video ever since I was a kid. So then what happened? I did that internship and then my sorority sister was a Windows 7 rep and she was graduating and she's like, Golnaz, I think you'd be great for this job. You're like the most techie sorority sister I know. And I wasn't even that tech. I just knew how to edit it and do some Photoshop. So she gave it me the application. I filled it out. I sent it and no one else applied. So they kind of gave it to me. I was the only UC Irvine Microsoft 7 representative. But lucky for them, I was killing it. I was really ready to work and I was putting up booths and talking to people. And what I had to do is just show them how Windows 7 worked. And a lot of people didn't know, like Snap or Snippet or Peek. There's all these little features you could do in Windows 7 that's still in Windows 10 now.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. It was cool. No one knew it. Everyone had like a Mac in college, I feel like. So I showed them these people and they were all like, whoa, I didn't know that existed. And then that internship, they had a video contest and I submitted a video to say what I do for that internship. And that won me a trip to Seattle where I met like all these execs and presented.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I they flew me up a couple times because they liked the way I presented so much. And then one internal event, they had me present. And after, it was Steve Ballmer was in the audience.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he was like, looking, all these execs were there, and I was just like staring at the light because I was like so like nervous. There's so many people. I was like looking at the light doing my demo, and then I'm about to walk off stage, and Waleed, who used to be the CVP of DPE,
yeah, which is now DX, remember?
So he runs up on stage and he's like, wait, and pulls me back, and he's like, when you graduate, I'm gonna give you a job. Oh, I love the way you evangelize and all this stuff. And I was like freaking out. Oh, I didn't believe him, but I was like so excited. And then I walk off stage, I fly back to Irvine, that's where I went to school, UC Irvine, go live my life, I hear nothing. I don't hear any contact from them for months, and it's like my senior year. And I'm like, oh man, that didn't pan out, and I was so bummed. And then I get a call like 6 months before graduation from Jeff Sandquist, who owned Channel 9 at the time, and he was like, hey, are you going, Oz? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, we looked at the resume you sent, and I think you would fit perfect on our team. And I was like, I like video, I like this. My resume was like, you know, college kid resume. And, and he was like, when can you come up and work for us? And I was like, can I have a summer break and then come up after that? So I had my smart summer vacation. Oh my and then God. In August, smart. I moved up to Seattle and started working on the Channel 9 team. And I've been here ever since. That was 4 years ago.
Nice. That's amazing. Yeah. It's a nice story. I like it.
I like it too. Yeah. That is really cool. Now, how big was this presentation with all the executives?
Oh, like 1,000 people. That's incredible. It was huge. It was scary. I mean, the CEO was there. I was man, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to say something stupid. But it turned out that was just luck, I want to say. I was lucky.
It was a
series of lucky events, in my opinion. No, and I worked
not,
a little.
You worked hard.
I worked hard, but I also was lucky. Come on.
I don't like the word luck. I like I made my own opportunity. Opportunity.
I mean, if I didn't apply to that internship, my sorority sister, I easily wasn't going to do it. I was like, I already have an internship. I don't want another one. But
it's
I did it.
You had the opportunity. You took the opportunity and you made it.
Which
real.
I think is really important to remember as a college kid. Like, you're given these chances. You take them. Like, you were offered, hey, there's an editing position on Channel 9. Do you want it? You could have said no.
Yeah.
I want to work in TV. But you said yeah. And so you took it. Yeah.
I like your approach to college because you're like, you know, I have this major, but it isn't as like time consuming as some of the other majors. Mm-hmm. And then you relayed that time and was able to completely, like, you took on six internships.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to get a degree and I can get a job after. And I feel like not really. Like, your internships are like how you make those connections and how you meet people. And I feel like so those are super important. I know people who did bio took up all their time. They had no time to do anything, and they graduated and they didn't even want to do bio.
Yeah, you graduate and you have zero experience. Mm-hmm. However, with your internship, you graduate and you have a lot of experience, so you're better than the other ones.
I mean, when I have kids, I'm going to make them do internships. Yeah. I'm going to be like, do it.
Yeah, for me, it was side projects. Mm-hmm. We don't work in my country when you're studying, so it was side projects. So when I graduated, it's all these side projects, Imagine Cup competition and MSP stuff, that differentiate me from other colleagues that also graduated at the same.
Yeah, you were in Imagine Cup. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys win?
We won in Tunisia, but then we did not win at the international. And
but you got to fly here?
Yeah,
or
in Poland.
Poland, yeah.
That was 2010.
Wow, that's fun.
Nice experience. Yeah. Can you tell us about your hobbies? What do you do?
Ooh, my hobbies. So I tried to pick up the bass, which is the four-string guitar.
Oh, go, that's cool.
So the problem with the bass, though, it doesn't sound very good unless you have, like, a band. So practicing, I, like, get the bass, and then I'm, like, kind of bored, and I'm like, oh, wow, this sounds pretty bad.
Do you know any songs?
I know some songs. I'm not very good at all. I've been trying to learn for like 3 years now. I should just join a band just to get good at it.
The bass is crucial. Like, it gets to the bottom line.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I feel like I get made fun of a lot because they're like, that's the easy one. I was like, yeah, I kind of did it because it was the easier one.
No, but it's like the foundational one because the bass, you know, keeps everybody else in line too. So that's a cool instrument.
So that's the hobby I've been trying to get good at. Nice. So my hobby was always making videos, and that became my career. So now I don't enjoy doing that on my downtime.
Yeah, now it's my hobby making
videos. Now it's your hobby, but you still have a PM job. I mean, I still do videos on the side. Like, I help my friends do, they have a band, and I record their audio and video there, and I do little stuff, but it's not, like, my weekends are not, like, working. I try to enjoy my weekends.
Yeah. It's always nice to do something different than your job.
Yeah.
Very true.
Hobbies are very important, especially, I feel like, when you get older.
All the time, anytime, hobbies are really important. Yeah. Hobbies and side projects, I call them also. It's very good.
All right, we're at 24 minutes. We're doing pretty good. Yeah. What should we do? Like, what should we aim for? Like 30 minutes or 45?
This is just a test. So yeah. And it's about the three of us. So next time it's going to be about just one person.
That's true.
It is true.
Yeah. Well, I do have a list of questions. Should we get to those?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So this is our, we're going to call it a lightning round, but it's not going to be fast paced at all. There's a lot of questions.
Slow lightning round.
Slow lightning round.
Can you do some animation about it? Like lightning round.
Yeah. We can do it. Here it is.
All right. I'm going to start with Simone.
Okay.
And then we can go to Caitlin and we go back to me.
Like the whole list or one by one?
Same question round?
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Should we do it that way? Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Okay. All right. The first question is coffee or tea?
Coffee. Four times a day.
4 times a day?
This is Seattle.
How many coffee cups do you drink?
I try to vary two. I try to keep my tolerance. You know what I mean?
I drink one at home and then I come at work, drink one at work and then one after lunch and then one at 4 p.m. or something.
See, that's when I stop. Lunchtime is when I stop and I like try not to drink anymore.
One in the morning, and then I have a pick me up in the afternoon because you know it can get a little.
You know what? If I have a really long day, I'll do three, and I feel guilty about it. I just feel like it's not like you know Duncan McKenzie or the dev lead, your manager.
He's always drinking a cup of coffee in his hand.
That's just like it's gonna cause an ulcer. Like that's just bad. You can't drink that much coffee.
It's part of his body right now with that cup.
His stomach must be made of metal. Like he must not be affected by the coffee.
I always have my meetings with him if it's just me and him. I'm like, let's go to the coffee. Let's get a coffee.
He must be so excited.
That's smart. Relay the coffee in there.
Always my meetings with him is but in then the cafeteria.
Our manager, Larry Larson, he doesn't drink any coffee. He only drinks Diet Mountain Dew, which I find disgusting.
It's sweet.
Whenever I have a can of that thing, I'm like, oh, God, I don't feel good.
I never tried it.
Oh, my God, don't do it. It makes your heart beat really fast, and I'm not a fan of it. Okay, second question. Good. What do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
Daycare, I guess.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I'm forced to spend money on daycare. It's not a choice. The other choice is I force my husband to quit his job or I quit my job, right? I don't know. I'll pass. I don't know if daycare works, but it's not a choice.
I kind of feel bad.
It's not a choice,
It's just something you have to do.
I have to do it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm slowly ebbing out of my, the college diet, and so I've been spending money on food. I spend a lot of money on food. I'm an awful cook actually. I'm a good baker, but I'm an awful cook.
Yes, yeah, same here.
So I spend money on money. Food for convenience. Yeah,
what makes your life easier? Food makes your life easier. Is it out food or is it grocery food?
It's out food. It's not
okay. That's not good.
I know it's not good. That's not healthy. I'm gonna slowly ebb into that hole.
As working women, we need to take care of our bodies.
It's true.
I'm an advocate of working out and eating organic.
It's good.
Okay. Organic is quite expensive, though. Let me tell you.
I
try to eat organic.
I buy organic, and it's extremely expensive.
Like a box of raspberries is $5.
When I eat a bowl of fruit, I'm just I'm so healthy, and then I'll go for the pizza, so it cancels out.
Yeah, at least you have some fruit. Oh yeah, what do I spend money on makes my life easier? Oh, I can't think of anything either. Delete this question. This is hard.
You talked about your van.
You. It's rent.
Rent makes my life easier?
You have a place to live.
No, because you're renting in some nice area. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're spending a lot on
rent. Okay, fine. I'll say rent and I'll justify why. I live in the city or close to the city in this cute area with a big lake. And the reason I wanted that area is I live above a grocery store, so I don't drive to the grocery store.
You can find grocery stores everywhere.
Okay, but do you live above one? Okay.
No.
And then the Microsoft shuttle is near that area as well, so I don't drive either, so I walk.
That's super convenient.
So I'm saving money on driving, and I feel like it justifies it. So
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work?
I put face cream on my face.
Do you not put makeup?
No, I don't put makeup every day.
Oh,
it's
really?
Very rare. When I feel like I have a lack of sleep and I have dark circles, I will put concealer or something. Mm-hmm. But usually I always put face cream because my face is so dry. I feel
Especially because it's cold here.
Oh, it is so true. Yeah. The weather's on and off. Here, so you never
what do you do?
I just grab a cup of coffee, put my creamer.
So you make it at home?
I do make it at home, and then I have another one when I get here.
It's Same.
From the coffee machine.
From the coffee machine I work. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. We got a good coffee machine.
We do. We
got
a killer coffee machine.
What do? I try to go to the gym in the mornings.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I have to wake up so early.
You're so disciplined. I tried working out in the morning one time, and it was such a waste of my time. I just, like, sat there.
What
like,
time on did the, you try to wake up?
It was, like, I was up at 7, and I was working
That's
at
early?
Eight.
I wake up at 5.
I know you're wow. too. Yeah. You are disciplined.
But
you're
I didn't do it disciplined. This morning. I wanted some beauty sleep before I shoot, you know. So. but I try to do it, because after work, it just kills me. I can't do it. All right. Do you listen to music when you work, and what kind of music?
Oh, yeah, I do that. It's really different. When I'm doing not coding, I will listen to like Pandora and some new hits. When I'm coding, I like to listen to punk. I don't know why. Yeah, it's different.
It's so funny.
But when I'm coding, it's punk in my brain.
That's
so
cool.
Just focus on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Cool. I go on binges where I'll go through genres. So like right now I'm into a lot of EDM, and then when I want to be really productive, there's this cool hybrid of like dubstep and classical.
What?
And so they put like violins with dubstep. And
that sounds awesome.
It's really it has like a high tempo, so it keeps you really productive at the same
time.
That. I will. I was saying Lindsay Sterling is fantastic.
I love her.
Yeah, she's so good.
I'm not hip enough. I've been pretty bad about music. I love going to concerts, but I've been bad about finding like new music lately.
Yeah, I think, same here.
You kind of have to seek it out. Yeah. You really do just kind of have to dig around.
That's another hobby. You have to, like, go and, like, find music and see what's new and mm-hmm. great. I've been pretty bad. I, like, make a playlist on Spotify, and sometimes I'll take music out, put ones in, but it's usually, like, radio hits these days. I'm so lazy. Like, yeah. I did get into, like, older music. I've been listening to, like, AC/DC in, like, Boston and old like rock.
Yeah,
I think mainly because I'm trying to learn the bass of songs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like I'm just trying to do that mm-hmm. and like listen. So it's more work than pleasure for me sometimes. But because I'm editing videos, I can't listen to music too much.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of audio at all times. We're always have our headphones on. We always
unless I'm doing
something
like something that doesn't involve video. Then I'll listen, but very rarely. So
yeah.
What's your favorite app?
Yeah, I think I already talked about that. Wanderlist or OneNote.
Mm-hmm.
Both, I like them.
Yeah, she likes list apps. What's yours, Caitlin? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anything photo-related. I like I like a lot of visual content. So
she's an Instagrammer.
I love it.
Follow her on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. We should put our Instagram.
Oh, I don't. I hate Instagram. I use it ironically.
I like Instagram.
My hashtags are like joke hashtags.
Yeah, oh, that's funny.
I just make them like really long and silly.
Oh,
I do
right.
it. I do it as like a joke. I'm making fun of people, but no one seems to get it, and they still end up liking my pictures.
It's like
I'm,
that's
like, I'm doing
hashtag.
This ironically, you guys. Whatever.
Instagram, Tumblr, anything visual. I love the Flickr app. The Flickr apps are really beautiful, and they
Pinterest
keep,
then maybe.
Yeah.
Do you like Pinterest?
Do you like Pinterest?
I have an account. I have not explored it.
I like
more.
It.
You like it?
Yeah, not too. I'm not addicted, but it's fun.
You cook though? Do you ever take recipes off?
No, not really, because it's too complicated.
Yeah.
Pinterest
look at furniture
food is
Pinterest.
Too much, huh?
I look at furniture.
Yeah,
Pinterest.
I look at house decor, decorations and stuff. I like
house
things. Yeah.
I'll have to check that out more.
But mine is Reddit Blue.
What is this?
Reddit? Have you heard of Reddit.com?
Yeah.
But app, that the best app they have is Reddit Blue. Uh-huh. And it's just really easy to scroll and click on pictures and stuff. But I waste all my time on Reddit.
But Blue, is there like another? What did
it's
they
just called
Blue?
Reddit Blue.
Reddit Blue? Oh, okay.
Because it's not official, I think.
It's called Alien Blue, sorry.
Alien Blue, yeah. They don't have an official app, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I use Alien Blue. It's fun.
I don't like Reddit.
Really? I mean, it can get annoying, but I feel like there's a lot of, like, the same stuff posted a billion times. I like to read the comments.
Oh.
Like, I'll go to the fitness section and I'll read tips or the finance or I go to specific sections and I try to there's probably a good one on coding. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, there's definitely good ones. It's just I for tech I prefer Twitter and for food prefer Instagram.
Yeah.
And for furniture and decor I go to Pinterest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the comments sections are always fun. Like Tumblr has some of the best comment sections too, and it's
not
entertaining.
YouTube comments though. I feel like YouTube comments are really harsh.
That's where all the
I read them too.
Yeah,
it's where all the trolls
funny,
come out.
But yeah, they're kind of mean. I'm glad Channel 9 isn't rude. Our Niners are pretty good.
Yeah.
Code question. So, what's your favorite language to code in?
These are tough questions. I like C Sharp and I like JavaScript. And I like also the UI languages like HTML and CSS or XAML. I like them all, but if I have to make a choice, I will go with
C sharp. Yes, sir. What's yours, Caitlin?
I only know like the very basic, generic, basic, like elements of like C++ and Python.
Whoa!
And if I had to pick, I'd probably pick Python, but I think it's biased because I had a phenomenal Python professor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's good.
So
I C++, plus, that's hardcore.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it was. I was struggling near the end. I'm like, wow, it's getting heavy. It's getting really heavy.
So mine would be HTML5 and CSS3 because that's all I know. And I like that you can put it and you see it on the browser. It's, but, you know, I'm not a developer, so I'm not going to pretend to be one either. I might be a web developer. Can I say it? Can I
yeah,
do it?
Yeah, you can say that for
I
sure.
I feel like I made some buttons on a website and put some images. Can I take
you
that credit?
Can
I put it on my
developer.
Resume? I won't do that. What is the most useless gadget you bought? So, like, basically the worst buyer remorse you've ever had.
I'd like
to see gadget. I don't want to talk about other things because I've had some bad other things. What's the worst gadget?
Worst? No, I would not say worst. I would say something I bought and I'm not using at all. Like, I bought the Xbox One and I did not use it. I bought the Wii and I did not use it.
You're
I bought
not a gamer
band
like
and
that?
I did not use it. I'm not a gamer. So I bought the dancing game. Mm. But I don't use it all the time.
Why did you buy it? You just got, like, wanted it?
Oh, it's a new thing. Let's buy it. Let's buy it. So buy it. So this is what happened. Mm. Same for the band. I don't find time to...
Give me your credit card. I got to freeze it so you don't go buy things. And you're okay. Like, well, I need to buy the latest and greatest gadget. Like, no, Simo. You're not going to use it.
That Surface Book. Uh-huh. I love it. I want to buy it.
That does look amazing.
Cool. Really I will let you buy that.
It looks amazing.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm excited for
thank
that
you.
One. What's yours?
Well, my dad, he is an early... He's always fringe on like early adoption of different products, and they're always products that are way over his head, and so I usually inherit them if I like them. So we have a lot of like useless gadgets kind of lying around. Everything we have, like old school like flip video, you know, remember those flip video cams?
My dad loves his. I bought it for him. He still uses it.
My dad bought it. He hasn't touched it, and then he gave it to me, and I don't use it because I use cameras around here. So, yeah.
I would laugh in your face if you used it.
No,
I'd be like, Caitlin, there's a let's beat that. I'd be like, Caitlin, there's some nice stuff you should be using.
We
that.
Do have beautiful equipment here. But yeah, lots of useless, everything from like, we have so many adapters, just there's so much junk that we have. So I never buy useless ones because my dad usually buys
them. So your dad's useless.
Yeah.
No, I love your dad. He's precious. Never met him, but he sounds adorable. I've always wanted to meet him.
He's a quirky guy.
What's yours?
What's mine? Oh, I feel like I shouldn't talk about competitors, but I did buy those big fancy big headphones from that one company that got bought out, I regret that.
Oh, is it bad?
It was pretty bad. Mm. It wasn't good. Oh, it hurt my ears.
Dang it!
But I did buy Bose headphones, the noise canceling earbud ones. Oh my god, they're expensive. So worth it. Okay, what products would you want to work on, like, either within Microsoft, like, would you rather work on Cortana or HoloLens, or outside of Microsoft, like a cool startup?
We have a lot of exciting products at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Cortana and HoloLens are so sexy.
Yeah.
Did I say sexy? Did I use that word?
No, I used that word. In quotation. I don't know. The thing about HoloLens, I would love to work on it, but... I don't see it like I can't show it or sell it or anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not final. But I would love to work on it. So I think this is an exciting project. Outside Microsoft, it's like the HoloLens, the Oculus VR, anything in the future, mm-hmm. or SpaceX, anything space. I love space.
Oh,
and
really?
Sci-fi, yeah.
Nice.
Anything awesome. In that area, I would love to work on
cool.
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Kayla?
Gosh.
It doesn't have to be in Microsoft.
There are cool products here. I kind of having that, because the difference here is that between like a startup and like Microsoft is everything is like you're hands-on on like every department in a startup. So it would be kind of cool to do like an app startup mm-hmm. where you're like, you're in marketing, you're in the mm-hmm. production piece, you're, you know, so you're in like all aspects of that. So that'd be kind of cool. To
any
kind of
particular app?
Not, oh gosh, probably, I don't have a particular one, but just mm-hmm. in terms of the environment, the work environment, it'd be kind of cool to
a
check that out.
A successful startup,
that's
like
true.
One that is known amongst people, or would you go for something, even if, Because I have a couple friends who left Microsoft to go work at the startup, and I have no idea what the company does. I go on their website, I'm trying to figure it out. I still don't understand it. And to me, it was not a good move. It's not worth it. But like, if it was like Uber or Blue Apron or one of those ones that it's well known, I'd be like,
that's true.
I'd rather, but that's
in
that's
an like ideal world, it'd be awesome.
But it's better to work on something that is not known, that will be known, rather than go into something that's already known.
But yeah, I guess the more risk, it'd be really cool to start to like get the grassroots.
If I'd known about Uber before Uber became big, if I knew there was someone's gonna take on the taxi company, I would have been yes. Yeah. Because I have the worst experience with taxi drivers.
Yeah, don't ask me about that.
Yeah, we are. So I'm glad Uber came out and disrupted that industry.
It's amazing these different companies that are like everything from like Uber. They don't own any like
the services.
They're just selling the service, which is amazing.
That's
and also
the future, man. Apron,
it's amazing.
That's there's that Betterment. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
It's a robo advisor. So instead of doing like a financial advisor guy. They don't own anything, but you give them your money, and then they pick like index funds and where to invest, and it's robotic, like it's a algorithm instead of some dude who's like, oh yeah, this one's gonna do good, yeah, this one might do good, you know. No offense to financial advisors, but like Betterment, I feel like they don't make anything, they don't do anything, they just take your money and put it where.
No, they do a lot. The algorithm that they're using is not something easy to make. It's all like machine learning.
Yeah, but they don't have an index fund. Like it's all Vanguard, or they put it in like, you know, already established mutual funds.
Index funds. I see what you mean. It's not a new.
Yeah, they didn't make anything for you, but they take your money and they put it.
It's
and they take a little percentage.
I would prefer that.
Oh yeah, I prefer an algorithm and a robot controlling my money than some guy in some suit. I'm going to buy that stock for Golnaz. Lose all my money.
Yeah, you can find a smart guy.
Financial advisor. Yeah, my financial advisor is Brian Keller, actually.
Who's that?
He used to be the host of This Week on Channel 9.
Oh, I don't have a financial advisor.
I mean, he's not really. I go to him for advice because really good at finance. And he tells me like, oh, you should do this. You should do that with your money.
Cool.
So it's good to have someone. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I don't know if I'd ever have a financial advisor, like someone who works at some of those investment companies.
Yeah, I have no one because I don't have enough money. I mean, you have to have a lot of money to invest into something.
No, you don't have to. Minimum, Vanguard to invest in, like, a good index fund is, like, $3,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can put $3,000, every year for the next 10 years, you know?
Oh.
And that'll save, and that'll be good.
It's nice. Called 401k for me.
Yeah, I do that, too. Yeah, but if you want to have extra money, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to be a saver and not buy gadgets anymore.
Here you go.
Yeah.
But on a small scale, I definitely recommend, like, university students. My mom forced me after my freshman year in college to go to one of the financial advisors at my school. And it was during the summer. I wanted to, go out with my friends. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, just spend a couple hours with this. And it's like, they want to meet with you for free. Like, mm-hmm. they're at the university.
I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, and they're like, most universities have that thing. And then she literally laid out a plan of, like, this is how you're going to pay off your loans.
Nice.
And it was super helpful. And she was really friendly, a great resource. And
that's cool.
Students need to take advantage of that. Yeah.
I didn't even know they had financial advisors at universities.
Yeah, they have some really, really talented ones.
Did I answer that question? Yeah, I'd work at, like, one of those cool startups, Betterment, Uber. Those products I think are really cool. I mean, Microsoft does fabulous things, but I'm kind of in like the app world. I feel like that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Services,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, ours would be like Office, but I can't contribute anything to that product. That product's flawless. Office is as good as it's going to get.
The Microsoft Health, the one for the band.
Yeah, I have the band. You know
that's
what?
Nice.
That's my answer. Microsoft Health, because I love the Microsoft
band. Yeah, you love your band.
I love my band. I'm not wearing it today. I left it at home. I forgot, and I knew I wasn't going to walk that much today because I didn't work out or anything. I already knew I wasn't going to.
I don't want to see the results of this.
Yeah. So, okay, next question. This one is Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
I haven't seen Star Trek, so I'd have to say Star Wars.
I'd say Star Wars for sure.
Yeah.
And then number 11. We'll save number 11 for the end.
Okay.
And then number 13. What? Number 12. What was your first success in technology?
First?
Like your big aha moment. I worked really hard. This finally came
together. I guess it's Imagine Cup since I was a student. And It was a project and competed in a competition, won a prize. Like,
what was
even
the app? What did you guys make?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
It was something against the millionaire, 15 millionaire or something.
What?
I don't, it's something about pollution. I don't remember at all. Like, they forced us to do something about either pollution or poverty or you see uh-huh. these things.
You mean saving the world?
Saving the world things with an app. I don't remember at all. Like, my memory.
Wow.
Yeah, it's.
I'll ask Pablo.
This is why
or John.
I use the to-do lists, because I have very bad memory.
I mean, you're a mom, a wife, your work, it's a lot in your brain.
But that I remember, yeah, doing the project, going to a competition and win a competition, having prizes, mm-hmm. that was the first win. Yeah.
That was cool.
Was your technology, your first technological success?
I think it was at the, when I did my the high school internship program here at Microsoft. They really, it's very competitive and it's open worldwide. So definitely for students out there, definitely apply because it's accessible. But we had a project that we were assigned to based on the team that we were assigned. So I was in UX, so I was doing I was doing some marketing research for them, as well as I did some video production for them. So they had different commitments for me all within the summer. So that was really intense. And then they had a cumulative presentation. And I don't know how you managed it, but I'm like, I have absolute stage fright. Like, I will
stare at the light.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So I stare go blinded. The light. Yeah. For a second.
Oh, that's
yeah.
smart.
I always stare at the light.
That's a good tip. Yeah. But I was like, I had to present in front of a huge board of people and then a bunch of GMs and everything. And I was like, shaking in my boots, but I got through it, and they really liked what I had to present. So that was my first success. Oh, I feel
nice. Mine, I guess it'd be a movie I made in college.
Wow.
Yeah, I made for this fraternity, cool. They had a film festival competition, and I made a movie with my sorority, and it was pretty bad. It was,
you
were like
acting or producing?
I won best picture. And I got this big monkey trophy, like a big gorilla trophy. It's huge, and I still have it. It's still in my house, and I love that thing. But that video I made, it was like 10 minutes, and it was like a gangster movie.
Oh, cool.
And I put some bad stuff in it, and my sorority got in trouble, but I didn't get in trouble.
That's so funny.
But making that movie was like, yeah, I won the trophy. It just felt really good. That was my
awesome.
Moment.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
that's fun.
A short film
about gangsters.
That's really because
I know
cool.
so much about gangsters. It was like not like gang, like in Compton gangs. It was like mobsters.
Yeah. Did you have like a screening and everything? Where
yeah,
everybody,
yeah. They
oh
rented out a movie theater and they played it.
Oh, wow,
that's
big
awesome.
Deal. It was awesome. But my sorority got in trouble. I'm so sorry, but.
You still
they
got the
like,
you got
did
the gorilla.
You let her get away with making a video like that? And I got away with it.
That's awesome.
Anywho, I guess this one's similar to the last one. It was like, tell us a problem you worked hard on, that was technology related. Okay, I can answer that one. Yeah, what like a really hard problem at work,
man.
Or
I have to find something
like making your VCR stop blinking 12. That's a triumphant technological accomplishment.
I don't know if I should talk about it. This
okay,
is
if you can't talk about it, don't talk about it.
Secrets.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, a lot of stuff
I
isn't out yet.
I have an example from the Colonel team, but I don't know if I should.
Yeah, no. Okay. Let's not get in trouble. So
yeah.
That's good.
But it was Colonel related.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But let's talk about Channel 9. So now we have a taxonomy problem, and we're trying to fix it, but it's not fixed yet, but I'm working on it. So.
Well, you also did you helped run the
localization.
Yep,
that is true. We did not have, they had.
There was no problems with this.
They had technical problems, but I was not involved mm-hmm. in the technical problems. I don't see any examples I can talk about publicly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You work on some pretty cool projects, and there's definitely a lot of hurdles
it's fun.
To jump over.
It's fun. It's a hard question.
What's yours, Kayla?
I think it was related to like a project we did on Channel 9, and oftentimes we have managers come to Channel 9, and they give us a really ambiguous theme, you know? And then you and I, we'd have to storyboard it, and we'd have to just kind of whip up something from scratch, and it'd always be a really intense deadline, too. So uh-huh. I think with our problem solving, I think there's been some really fun projects.
I know what you're talking about, and then we did it, and then we presented it, and they, like, took out like 90% of the stuff we did. I was like, well, why didn't you tell us you didn't want that? You know, but that was cool. Yeah,
but it's a fun adrenaline pumping.
It's fun when you make it project. Pre-production, production, and post-production. When you own the whole thing, it's pretty fun. Yeah,
that is fun.
That whole idea, yeah. Mine would be, so we have a lot of live streaming events. Mm-hmm. Channel 9 Live, huge thing. So from our studio, we usually connect fiber to MS Studios, which is this huge production, big, huge building that has like hundreds of people working in, and they have all this equipment and satellites and this and that. And our tiny little studio has me and Caitlin, you know, like we're not that baller. So we would always connect our big TriCaster, which is, there's a mini version right here. It's a switcher. And we would connect that into, go through fiber, go to MS Studios, and they would charge us. And it wasn't cheap. But that was the only way we knew how to stream. So then this last year, Larry and I have been very determined to stream on Azure without the help of Microsoft Studios. So I was able to do that, and we got that going. So now all of Channel 9 Live stuff is on Azure Media Services, and the Azure Media Service team was so helpful. Oh, my God. Those people are awesome. I would bug them, be like, oh, I forgot. How do you do this? How do you do that? And they would help me plug it in, and I'd make awesome. Yeah, they now it's so simple for me, but getting that started was really hard. But now I just kind of go in, hit start, plug in a manifest URL, send it to Joff, who puts it on the homepage, boom. So I like own all of it now, which is really like scary, but I haven't had it crash or anything. So I'm not worried at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was like a good triumphant moment.
That's a win.
Yeah. Channel 9 Live is on Azure Media Services. Thanks to Golden Owls Alabama. And Joff and the Azure Media team and Larry. Yes. And, okay, so we're going to wrap it up. We've been talking for a while, but I'm okay with that.
Next time I'm going to bring water.
Yeah, I'm pretty parched. Last question. What's your advice for the younger female or male generation to get into tech?
Be passionate. If you're not passionate in tech, go do something else. Honestly.
Yeah.
If you're passionate, don't let it go. Go for it. Just go for it. Do side projects. Do hobbies. Do internships like you did. Do anything. And don't say, oh, this thing, I'm not gaining anything from it. Or, oh, this internship is free. I don't really want to do it. No, do it, because you need the experience. Mm-hmm. Once you have the experience, also it will open your eyes on the things that you really want to do. Because when I did the projects, for example, I knew that I like the coding part, or I knew that I like the design part. You have to know all the sides of projects so you can choose your expertise. So, yeah, this is what I...
Nice. Good advice.
Yeah. Kind of leveraging off what Samo said, it's also when you're doing something awesome and you really enjoy it, put it out there. Like, it doesn't matter if you get a huge audience, put it out there, and then you have something to show, like on
like
a job
this
interview.
Podcast.
Yeah,
like this podcast. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get no views, but I'm proud of it.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Exactly. Put your stuff out there so you can, like, at a job interview or whatnot, you can be like, hey, this is something I worked on, and here's the evidence of how I worked on it.
Yeah, that's good advice. Do that for sure. Yep. Mine would be, like, don't get too intimidated. Like, when I joined, I was 22, a girl. I mean, I came to the Channel 9 studio. There was this big buff guy, Michael O'Neill, who ran it, and he knew everything. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know anything. And I felt really dumb. I felt really insecure. But then after like 6 months, a year, I was like, dude, this is easy. Like, because I kept trying to learn. But I was like, don't be intimidated. Like, you're going to be new and fresh.
Confidence.
And, yeah, just you'll learn it, and then you gain confidence. And now I'm like, I can go live in a second. Don't worry about it. I got it. The camera broke, don't worry about it. Put some gaff tape on it.
Put some
tape on. It's hard. It's hard to be confident when you don't know, but don't be so insecure.
Yeah, don't be scared from tech. I mean, it seems like it's a manly business, but it's not. It's not about like men or women. It's just something that you are passionate about, and you just go and do it. Don't be scared.
No one knows everything. So.
Yeah.
And have fun with it too. Like it's fun to like tackle a new piece of software and being able to explore all the features and stuff. So
and then you can put something on your resume.
Yeah,
I know how to do that now.
Exactly.
Alrighty, I think we're done here.
Yep.
Our first episode
of
the Gals Show.
The Gals.
Right.
I'm still learning how to
pronounce it. No worries. Gals.
Gals.
And then we're going to hopefully, what's our cadence? Once a month? Once every 2 weeks?
I think once a month is realistic, but we could do
realistic.
It more frequently.
Okay, we're going to aim for once a month, and we'll have a new guest here. And let us know what you think. Give us your feedback.
Yeah, after Grace Hopper.
Oh, yeah. She's going to Grace Hopper.
Yay!
So watch out for interviews of that coming
out. Live tweets.
A lot of live tweets. Follow. So let's do our Twitter handles. I'm at Golnaz89.
At Sumo, S-O-U-M-O-W.
And at Caitlin McKinnon.
So follow us there. And that's the end of our first episode.
Yep.
Thank you for watching.